Our committee wanted our choices to really be an intervention. We were interested in choosing works that told a diverse array of narratives and wanted the mediums of the pieces themselves to be diverse as well. We purchased multimedia works, photographs, prints, and oil paintings. The only criteria we are given for purchasing works is that they reflect the times in some capacity. I feel the choices we made reflect the times and that they each in some way showcase tension. The tension is rarely reconciled on the canvas, but this sort of antagonism is what helps spark conversations that can move us forward and help us all to heal during such tumultuous, unprecedented times. For example, we purchased Jorge Tacla's piece entitled May 25th, 2020, whose rough surface literally embodies tension and captures the movement of a collective body, specifically that of the protests that erupted in the wake of George Floyd's passing on the date, May 25th, 2020. We also purchased Salman Tor's The Meeting, which humanizes a brown body in a space of intimacy and vulnerability, rooting us in a moment of the first meeting between two people, tension inherent to the narrative of such an encounter. Moreover, Suchitra Mathai's In One Fell Swoop multimedia work coalesces variable objects, materials, and images from disparate parts of the world, attempting to reconcile her own identity, which has influences from the East and West. She employs objects like zippers that both reveal and conceal the mother and child central to the canvas. Each piece in some way produces discourse by way of tension, whether through form or narrative. We hope that the works, when hanging on the walls, engage students critically to re-examine the world we live in. As a committee, we understand the impact of this collection and that history is literally threaded into its very fabric. This experience has been incredibly formative, and we thank Wake Forest University for giving us this opportunity.